This is Zach, and here's what's been going on down Gilead Lane.
Let me tell you something. The world of politics can be downright cruel.
We got the results back from the science scholarship competition. I'm afraid you didn't qualify.
I don't understand.
I didn't think she would stoop this low.
Well,
to attack our kids for crying out loud.
Mayor, he couldn't even help his emotionally stunted son.
See you later, Becca.
Oh, now that's the kind of campaign I'm talking about.
The final week of the election closing in, John Morrison is still in the lead by double digits. It seems the platform of family values is the one that is embraced by the residents of Coleraine. As of right now, unless something major happens in the next week, John Morrison will be the new mayor of Coleraine.
It's getting bad. I'll be glad when this election's over.
We knew when we got into this it wasn't going to be fun.
Yeah, but I didn't expect this. I mean, who knew that so many elementary school kids cared about who was the mayor of Coleraine?
You know, it's just the Richters and their big PR firm.
It's not all the Richters, Mike. Just Mrs. Richter.
Monica Richter wants to serve you.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. Monica Richter serving someone?
I would. Can you imagine Coleraine with her in charge?
Yeah. Maya told me she wants to put in a big entertainment complex.
Where?
What? The park.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's more money for the Richters. Maya said something about the Richter Entertainment Palace or something.
Well, she's always wanted to live in a palace.
She wouldn't live there, Tim.
Oh, I bet she would. She'd be there all the time, like a queen in her castle.
Whatever, oh, Timmy.
Yeah, I'm ready for this election to be over. I don't think we've really seen Mom and Dad for weeks.
No.
Think it's going to be any better if Dad wins?
Of course Dad's going to win, and at least then he won't have to be in the middle of this election stuff.
He sounded upset the other day.
Yeah? When?
When the governor called. He said something about too many important things getting in the way of what's really important.
He said that?
Well, it was something like that. I just remember thinking that Dad's tired.
Well, if he does win, are we ever going to see him again?
Why wouldn't we?
Well, he'll be mayor. That's big.
Nah, it's not that busy. Right, Justin?
Huh?
When Dad becomes mayor, we'll get to see him, right? It's not going to take up all his time.
How am I supposed to know?
I just thought that...
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Now? It's 7 o'clock. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. I'm just tired. Night.
Night. Night. I'm worried about him.
Why? He's just tired.
We all are. We've been working overtime.
Yeah, but there's more to it than that. The Becca thing?
That was weeks ago. He'd be over that by now.
The competition? He was really upset when he didn't win.
Yeah, but there'll be other competitions. He just missed out on this one.
I don't know. It seems to really be bothering him. A lot.
I agree.
Oh, leave him alone. He's fine. You women worry too much. It's true, Tim. You better learn that about women now.
Michael Morrison!
Well, next time you want cookies or something fixed for dinner, we won't worry a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, there's no reason to get all huffy or anything.
Huffy?
I was just saying that you worry more than we do. No need to get offended.
Sure, Mike. When your stomach's involved, it all changes, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
Another crazy day. Things just keep piling up and... Who is it?
Hey, Justin. Hey, I saw your light on and wondered if you wanted to talk.
No thanks, Brooke. Not tonight. I'm really tired.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll catch you later then.
Sure.
All right. I love you, Justin.
Yeah, you too, Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible to get some peace around here?
What, me? Sorry, man. I'm just getting ready for bed. I'll be out of your way in a minute.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. Oh, man, I'm out of here.
What? Was I being loud again?
Forget it.
Well, alrighty then.
You know... I just don't know what to think anymore.
I knew this election would get rough, but I never expected some of the stuff that Monica's pulled out lately.
You're right, John.
Honestly.
But I can't help but think that some of this might be a spiritual attack. You might need to just stay the course.
Or if God's really putting it on your heart to give it up, he might just be asking if you're willing to sacrifice it to him. Did you hear that?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought I heard the door. Oh, never mind. What were you saying, Grace?
Oh, I was just wondering if God wanted to know if John would be willing to sacrifice the election to him.
Well, of course, but this isn't something I'd imagined in the first place. I never even dreamed that I'd ever be mayor of Coleraine. So, yes, I'd give it back to him if that's what he wants.
Well, that doesn't seem to make much sense.
Well, sometimes the things God asks us to do don't make sense. But he still wants us to do them. Do you remember in Exodus when the people needed water? He wanted Moses to hit the rock with his staff. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But Moses did it, and water flowed from the rock.
Hmm.
God sometimes asks us to do things, and we just need to have faith that he understands.
Yeah, you're right, Grace. But I don't know whether this is supposed to be following through and persevering through trouble or sacrificing it to him.
Well, you need to find peace in this, John. Psalms and Proverbs are filled with verses about resting in God's peace.
I was reading through some of those last night. I love Psalm 4, 8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
That's right.
That is a good one.
I agree.
Now, you haven't been sleeping much lately, have you?
There's been a lot on my mind. The house is only quiet in the wee hours.
Yeah, you've told me that before. But it seems to be ongoing now.
I'll be fine.
All right.
So, what do we do next then?
Continue to pray, I guess.
Justin Morrison? What are you doing at the library?
Oh, hey, Casey. It's quieter in here.
I see what you mean. Yeah, and your house is probably really loud these days.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I heard about the science competition.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were gonna win. Mr. Garza even said he thought so, too.
He did?
Yep, told our whole class that you were going to represent Coleraine High and make us proud.
Well, I guess I blew that.
Nah, you'll do fine next time.
Sure, whatever.
I'm sure of it. Hey, I've got to run. My sister's supposed to meet me out front. See you later.
Later.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, things a little crazy at your house these days.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. At least you got money for college now.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Well, that's gotta be a load off.
Things are still busy, though.
Yeah.
Hey, I felt bad the other week that I never got to come over and see your science project. It sounded really cool, about rockets, right?
Yeah.
Do you still have it together? Oh, it'd be fun to see a rocket launch. And the weather's been really nice, too.
Why would I? It lost.
Oh. Well, I just thought I might get to come over and see it.
Why bother? It was a stupid project anyway. I gotta go, Becca. See ya.
Hi, Justin.
Hey, Becca! Oh, hey.
Hey, Brooke.
Was that Justin?
Yeah, it was. I'm really worried about him.
Justin? Why?
Well, I've been reading his blog, and it's got me worried.
Justin's still keeping up his blog? I haven't seen anything there lately.
He's posting nearly every day, Brooke.
What?
Oh, wait. I wonder if he's locking it.
Locking it? What do you mean?
You know, setting it up so that he chooses who sees what he writes.
But why would he do that?
Oh, I'll print out some of the things I've seen there and bring them to you later.
Okay.
So, what do you think, John? The election's this week. We need to decide soon.
Yeah, I know. I still don't know what to think.
Okay, let's make a pro-con list. Then we can talk about it.
Hey, that's a good idea.
All right.
Well, it's all here.
Fairly even, I'd say.
Yeah. I keep coming back to what Grace said about sacrifice.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for some reason, it's really sticking with me. I read through Genesis 22 last night.
What's that?
Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac.
Surely you're not suggesting that the election is similar to sacrificing a child.
Oh, no, 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 not at all, honey. Well, in fact, what I came to is that if this campaign is going to ask for me to sacrifice my family. Now, I don't feel that God has given me the peace to do that. My family is far more important to me than that. And God's placed the burden of my family on my shoulders. And that outranks all of these campaign things.
Mom? Dad? Can I come in?
Of course, honey.
Brookie, are you all right?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Huh. There seems to be a lot of that going around. And what's wrong, Brooke?
Becca found me at school today. She said she's worried about Justin.
Justin? Why?
Is this about that mess with Tiffany a few weeks ago?
No, no. I think it's more serious than that.
Oh, why?
Because Becca gave me this.
What is this?
It's a printout of Justin's blog. It's been locked so that we can't see it.
Well, why would he do that?
I think you need to read it.
I can't believe this is our Justin. It just can't be right. Becca must have been wrong. It's just not...
No, it's not wrong, Mary. This is Justin. Look, honey, he mentions the science competition and the election. It's definitely him.
But...
Here, listen. Thankfully, the election's nearly over. I'm sick of hearing about it. It's all we talk about at home anymore. And so I sit here in the darkness.
And I can't escape it. It's all around me. It's like it's in my mind. I see everyone doing all their normal stuff, and I don't know how they're doing it, or why they're acting so real when it all feels fake. I feel like I'm stuck in mud or tar. I can't move, I can't get out, and I can't change anything. I don't think it's losing the science competition. Everyone keeps asking about that. And the Becca thing at school, it's more than that. It's bigger. I'm invisible. No one even knows I'm here anymore. They missed the science competition when Mr. Key died, and since then we've been stuck in this election and campaign. No one even knows I exist. I feel like nothing. The darkness is swallowing me. I'm in a hole and I can't see past it. There's no way out. Even praying doesn't help. It feels like God's not even there.
Oh, Justin.
I need to go talk to him.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Hey, son. I you've been having a rough time.
Yeah? Where'd you hear that? Newspaper? Maybe television report?
Ooh. Ouch. Listen, son, I know it's been rough being in the spotlight. We all are these days.
No, I don't think so, Dad. Not all of us. Some of us are more in the spotlight than others.
Justin, I know it's been really hard on you, and... we missed the science competition. And Mr. Key's death, there's been a lot going on. It can feel like you're invisible, but you're not. Let's talk about this, son.
My blog?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this?
Someone who was worried about you, right?
There's never any privacy around here. People constantly asking how you are and if you're okay.
You said in here that you feel invisible, Justin. But everyone's asking because they care. Well, come on, you have to see that, don't you, son? Everyone loves you. They just want you to be okay.
Yeah?
Well, we're all here for you, Justin. Everyone. That's why we ask about you. We all have...
Oh, really? You think so? Everyone in this house is wrapped up in something else, somewhere else. No one even knows what anyone's doing anymore. Did you know that I went to the library the other night? I was gone until after 10 o'clock, and no one said a word to me.
Justin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know Mom and I have been busy with the election, and I'm really sorry that you feel this way. But listen, your brothers and sisters are worried, too.
Please. They're all wrapped up in their own lives. They always are. Orphans in Peru, football games, who's wearing what? What are we going to do to get you elected? It's all everyone seems to think about.
Justin, you're absent.
Save it, Dad. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, but son, I think we should
No,
just...
Dad, not now. It's too late.
And so it is with great regret and remorse that I must announce my withdrawal from the campaign for mayor of Coleraine.
Mr. Morrison. Yes, Hale Clark, WYUV. Mr. Morrison, can you tell us if there was something specific that sparked this withdrawal?
Now, my family is the most important thing to me, other than my walk with God. I won't let them suffer for the sake of a campaign or a job.
So, are you saying that Monica Richter's campaign has hit a little too close to home?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that right now, this election isn't nearly as important to me as my family is.
I can't believe it. You know what this means?
Something's going on with the Morrisons.
It means I've won! I'm mayor of Coleraine!
What? The elections haven't even happened yet,
Monica.
Oh,
please. There's no one else in the election, just me. I am the new mayor of Coleraine.
Well, congratulations, Monica. I know it's exactly what you wanted.
Why don't you sound excited, Tom? We're going to finally be officially in charge of Coleraine.
We?
Well, me, but you're my husband. We've added an entire new level to the Richter social standing. We're the first elected Richters ever. I've got to call the Tiberonis Agency. What's wrong with you?
I'm worried about the Morrisons.
I can't believe after all that work, Dad just pulled out. Thought he was gonna win.
Well, he was. All the polls said so.
He's gonna be mayor of Coleraine. And then he quit.
I know. I didn't see that one coming.
He told us last night.
You know what I mean.
I'm not surprised.
You're not?
No. Dad's been going through a lot with this campaign. And there's a lot of other stuff going on. I don't think he expected it to be this bad.
True. It did get bad. I, for one, will be very happy to have the telephone back.
Yeah. I bet you've missed it attached to your ear all the time. It won't be long before it's stuck back there, though, Haley. Don't worry.
Aw, thanks, Mike. Hey, this means Monica Richter is mayor.
That's right. I hope Dad knows what he's doing.
What do you mean? The voting hasn't even started yet.
But there's no one else running for mayor. When Dad pulled out, it left Monica on the ballot.
That stinks. So it doesn't even matter how you vote.
Yeah, but it's important to vote when you're old enough. You can always write someone in.
You can?
Sure.
That's right. Get your point across. I can't wait to vote when I turn 18.
Well, I suppose that makes it a little better. Monica Richter is mayor. I wonder if Dad's thought about that.
I'm sure he's got it all figured out.
What do you think, Justin?
Huh? About what?
About what? About Dad quitting the election.
Well, I don't know. His choice.
I think he made the right decision.
I can't believe it. John Morrison's pulled out of the election. Is this true or some sort of stunt to make him look good?
I don't think Mr. Morrison would do something like that.
Don't be so stupid, Maya. It's politics. People do things like that all the time.
The Morrisons don't.
And this is
I hope they're okay.
Returning from the Morrison camp, where John Morrison just moments ago announced his withdrawal from the election for mayor of Coleraine. It is official and has been verified by all sources. John Morrison is no longer running in this election.
She did it! She won! This means our mother, Monica Richter, is now the mayor of Coleraine!
Hey, look out.
Sorry, man. Where are you going?
I'm looking for something to eat.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why does everyone keep asking that?
Maybe because you're sneaking around the hallways in the dark and that's just a little weird.
Well, maybe you should be in bed.
Okay, whatever. Night.
It's all over. I don't know what I'm going to do with my time now. I've spent so much time working on it.
Right. Now, how about spending some time with the family?
Well, of course I'm going to do that. I wonder when the phone is going to stop ringing.
It could be a while.
You did tell the kids not to answer the phone, right?
Oh, yeah. I put a message on the machine.
The press keeps asking why you did it.
I gave them my reasons.
You don't need the real reason slipping out. Oh, That could be devastating.
Oh, that's true. And we don't want Justin to know.
It would be even worse if he felt it was his fault that we didn't win.
What?
After all that work we all put in, too.
We were so close. I'm sure we would have won.
Yeah, well, the poll said so.
Yeah.
But Justin needs us now, Mary. No crying over spilled milk.
Well, I know. I just wish, after all that work...
I know, Mary. I know. Oh. Believe me. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so this is Hale Clark outside a very quiet and very peaceful Morrison campaign headquarters. The hectic comings and goings of the past weeks are over for the Morrison family after John Morrison's shocking withdrawal from the election. And so now the residents of Coleraine are left to wonder what life will be like with Monica Richter as their mayor.
Now, wait a minute. What is that going to be like? I can't believe Monica Richter is going to be the mayor. I mean, I understand why Judge Morrison did it. They have to help Justin, right? It's just that I can't imagine what Coleraine's going to look like with Monica in charge. And speaking of Justin, I don't think his parents meant for him to overhear that conversation, do you? I mean, he's already struggling with depression. What if this makes it worse? You remember what he wrote in his blog? He said that he felt like nothing. Like no one even knows he exists. Like the darkness is swallowing him and there's no way out. Sounds pretty heavy, right? Well, guess what? He's not the only person who's ever felt like that. Back about 3,000 years ago, there was a king, a mighty king, a guy named David. I'm sure you've heard of him. Remember that little kid with the slingshot who killed the giant named Goliath? Same guy. Anyway, David grew up to be a good man. A great man, really. He was blessed by God and someone who had experienced God's love and power firsthand. But guess what? It's possible that David struggled with depression too. Don't believe me? Just listen to what he wrote in Psalm 6. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? I'm worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. Later, he asks God for help. He says, rescue me from the mire. Don't let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the floodwaters engulf me or the depths swallow me up or the pit close its mouth over me. Maybe you can relate to David. Maybe you felt just like Justin did in today's story. Maybe you feel like that right now. Well, I want to tell you something. You're not alone. You're not a freak or a weirdo. You were made in God's image. He loves you and he doesn't make any mistakes. If you're struggling with some of the same thoughts Justin is having, talk with someone who can help you, like your parents. If you don't feel like they're the right people to talk to right now, find a teacher or a pastor that you can trust. And if there's just not anyone in your life you feel comfortable talking to right now, please contact us. We would love the opportunity to pray with you, encourage you, and share some resources that will help you with these feelings. Our toll-free number is 888-224-2324. Or you could send us a letter to Gilead, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. And you can always email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, May or May Not Part 1, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Joe McCarger was the recording engineer with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and music by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. Don't miss next week's Down Gilead Lane.